Good afternoon, good afternoon, Milwaukee. You are now punched in on your lunch break with your homeboy Ray Nitty and my homegirl, maybe Shannon. Shannon, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Happy to be here on my lunch break, man.
Man, we are live in the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, located in the 3rd Street Market Hall. Shannon, tell the people where they can find us when they looking for us, man. Tell them where they can find us at.
Man, listen, make sure you guys head over to Facebook and follow The Lunch Break on Facebook. That's where we keep the conversation going. Make sure you hit us up in the chat right now, live on YouTube, 101.7 The Truth. And then you can also always give us a text or give us a call to chime in on the conversation. Ray, I'm going to ask you that number. I ain't got my tissue here.
It is. The number is 833-212-1017. The number is 833-212-1017. And don't forget, you could call and text that phone line. If you're not in a position to call, and don't text and drive, though. Make sure you're not texting and driving. But you could call and text. Also, don't forget to check us out on YouTube or at the 101.7 The Truth. And you can check us out there. And the MilwaukeeCourier.com as well. I'm just pulling up all our little technicals in the studio. How was your evening, Shannon?
It was good. But wait, we didn't hear where to find you. What if they want to contact you, Ray?
Oh, man, you can find me up at The Truth at 12 to 1. That's the only place. This is about to be the only place they can find me in a minute.
But I'm talking about your Instagram.
I'm
on The Truth and The Truth only.
I'm unreachable.
Ray, you got a raise over there.
No, you can find me at Ray Nitty, RayNitti, on all platforms. That's TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, everything else. Shouts out to our YouTube chat. How do I say that name? Maya Gaming. All right. Maya?
I was just going to ask, how is it spelled? It sounds like it was
Well, the
Maya.
Reason why I went with Maya is because it looked like a dude. So I didn't want to just put Maya in there.
So, oh, okay. Yeah. You know. Okay. I see. So,
but, you know.
Eight, yeah.
Man, did y'all catch the draft last night? Shannon,
you know,
was at work.
I was at
Should have been at the AT&T store.
Zach shooting from the hip. Man, the draft was interesting. We drafted two young dudes. Did 1 year in college, if I'm not mistaken. 1 year in college. Braden Burries, guard from Arizona. And I had the second young guy names written down. Emmett or something like that.
A-M-E-N-T.
Yeah, A-M-E-N-T.
Emmett.
We're not trying to butcher your name. But welcome to the city, man. Welcome to the city. Looking forward to what these young boys add to the city, man. Add to the culture. Add to the town. Add to the team. Milwaukee is in a very interesting place right now, man. We just got rid of probably one of the best things that happened to our sports industry since I don't know what was the last
man.
Who would you
Look,
say?
I didn't
Shannon?
Even know the number 34 since Ray Allen. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was like 34. Y'all mean Ray Allen playing again? So look, don't ask me when the last time.
We might need him. Might need him back, man.
Hey, Ray, what you been up to?
Man, really just trying to follow how people feel, man. I was watching some young people respond to how they felt about Giannis leaving the city, and some of them was like, man, they felt like their hero left. You know, their hero that they almost felt like he was from Milwaukee. So, you know, I felt like we did see him grow. Like, he was 18 when he came here, wasn't he? He was young, he was man. I remember we saw
17.
That's crazy.
So, you know, and, you know, their family been through a lot here. He lost his pops here as well. So, I'm happy for them, man. I wish him nothing but success. He did his job. He did his job well. He brought a championship to the city of Milwaukee, something that we probably never thought we'd see in this lifetime. I'm going to say this, too, though. I felt like that was our year. We were supposed to get three in a row, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. That was the Toronto series where we was up 2-0. And then that overtime game that happened in for game three, the overtime game in Toronto, where I felt like the refs really kind of played us. And, you know, Toronto went on to win that series. And then the season after that was the bubble season, if I'm not mistaken. And after the bubble season, then the Bucks just like... didn't they just walk off the court because of the George Floyd things during that time?
They made because like, that was down when it was in the bubble.
Yeah, it was in the bubble. It was in the bubble season when they protest something that was going on for sure. I thought it was the in response to the George Floyd, and the Bucks had made a stance that like, man, you know, we're not gonna play. And I felt like LeBron had took an issue with that, right? He was like, oh, man, it should be a unified league thing.
And he said, no, I'm trying to shut up and dribble.
Right. So, and then Lakers won that year in the bubble. You welcome, Brian. Mm-hmm. And then the year after that is when the Bucks won, where we beat Phoenix, which was a historical that whole NBA, man, that run was crazy. When we had Brooklyn the first series, and that was crazy. That went to seven, didn't it?
Yep, that was because KD's
KD
was
with
on
them
the line.
Big old feet stepped on the line. Shannon, I was in Brooklyn for that game, man, where we lost by like 50. And I was like, you know what? It might have been in
did
my
they even try?
Man, I'm glad they didn't. The way them New York fans was handling them Spurs fans,
they was doing them.
They was turning them every which way but loose, hands and feet. So, I probably got spit. You know, I might not have even walked in there with a Bucks jersey, knowing the Neanderthalism
that
I was facing.
They said they were snatching jerseys off people's backs. Like, goodness.
Man, snatching it off. Like, give it, like, bro, y'all won. I'm going home. Like take the win, fam.
Look, don't even worry about it. Look, shoot, celebrate. Goodness.
Man, but we excited for the Bucks, man. We excited for the Bucks to see where we will be going in this new direction.
I think we're going to be better than we're expecting.
You think so? We still...
I think people are just emotionally involved and so hurt that it's Giannis that left, honestly. I feel like even me as somebody that doesn't watch basketball, and like, you know what it meant to the city. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where people just got to get over the emotional aspect and be more logical about it. That's all it is. Because like you said, we watched him grow up. We watched him... He raised up, basically, he got 10 kids now, don't he? Like, he been here for a minute. That man started to raise a family here, and he's super involved in the community. So I think it's just like a hurt that we going to take some time to get over. It's like a little breakup, you know? We going to be all right.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. People that get used to something, and then they really start, and they feel like they grew with something, you know, change could be difficult to digest. Ironically enough,
I
feel...
Brothers was here, I heard they said, come get these. No, I'm just playing. Take them too. No, I'm just playing. I'm joking.
We love you, Thanasis.
That's what I seen online. Man, I just read the comments.
I think Thanasis was probably one of the most important pieces on the Bucks. Low-key, so that people don't... Like, I know people like to to make fun of it, but like if you ever saw him, it was always energy. It was always good vibes. It was always uplifting the morale of the team, not just his brother,
the team.
And I think, you know,
that's important.
Absolutely. Especially a team that is going through so much adversity. Like, think about all the adversity that those players had to deal with. Giannis probably had five coaches since he been a Milwaukee Buck. Like, Jason Kidd. Like, he went through so many coaches. We ain't even going to list them all. But, yeah, I think when you grow with something – and, you know, all of a sudden business goes a different direction. You know, companies make changes. You know, the people that grew with that business, that grew with that brand, that person, whatever, they get attached to it and it's not simple. And I think we could be a little understanding to that, because you know the Truth family had built something here amazing, and you know they saw some people that they grew with and love go pursue some other things as well. So we are a growing change, we are a growing pain for some of the Truth Nation listeners. So they liked what they saw and they helped grow this brand. But you are tuned in to the Lunch Break. The new Lunch Break with Ray, Nitty, and Shannon. So please don't go anywhere. You are live on The Truth 101.7 FM. We'll be
don't
back.
Go to that.
Prodigy. Cook it up. Cook it up.
Brother Z, I like this.
Cheating for my heart, she for the streets. I don't want your lovers in between, yeah. But I always say what I don't mean. Left her back when I had found her out in LA in the sheets, yeah.
Welcome back on your lunch break with Ray, Nitty, and maybe Shannon. Excuse me. Man, what y'all eating today for lunch, man? Usually I don't even get to eat lunch, Shannon, on the lunch break. What do you be having
to eat,
Shannon?
That's a fact. We got to start, first of all, I start my mornings with a puppy begging to go outside and walk. So I'll start with a brisk walk in the heat of it all. And then I kind of come right here and just get set up and ready to go. But after I leave here, I normally do try to like just grab something close, which we discussed that earlier in the season of this, that we be trying to eat right. But I'm feeling terribly. I'm feeling... But what I will say is I'll go to Chick-fil-A. You know what I'm saying? Get a little kale crunch with a little nugget. Put a little buffalo sauce on the nugget and make a little kale crunch salad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we know how Shannon like her meal. Shouts out to the YouTube chat. Maya says, does Nitty still do music? Yes, I do. E.Rice says, hey, y'all. Ava is excited to see Uncle Ray. Hey, Ava. Javon said, I like Tyler Hero. Javon is who been on your line heavy, Shannon. He says he like Tyler Hero on the Bucks. Jack Harlow made a song about him that went hard. And the Bucks have two first-round picks. They hope to do well with them. It looked like the picks were solid. It looks like the picks were solid. So I'm going to pull up. Speaking of Javon, I'm going to check the text messages today too, Shannon.
Okay. I was going to say, listen, the only reason that song was hard is because it was two fresh men with fades, you know? Get what I'm saying?
Right. Damn, what was going on at 11:25 on the text line?
11:25?
On the text message, I ain't even going to read that. That's Sherwin business.
Wait, what?
I'm reading the text messages on the text line. 833-212-1017 is the number to call if you got something you'd like to share or a text message. I'm gonna take a picture and send it to you though, Shannon. But let's get into some local business, Shannon. You sent me something earlier today by the Ottawa. was it the Ottawa Police Department? The police chief had to get on basically a press conference and put out a public service announcement warning his police officers to not wrongfully be using the Flock technology. If you're not familiar with the Flock technology, it is the technology that police officers use and the police department uses to track people's license plates and so forth and things of that nature. And police officers in Ottawa has been using it to track women, meet women at different places, approach women at places, and so forth. And ironically enough, Shannon, you did a news read about something kind of similar that happened in Milwaukee, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
Correct, correct. Yep.
Could
do we have that?
You know what? I didn't
Don't be telling me last minute.
Right. And he show was just like, is we going to be playing the videos? And I was like, no, I don't think so. But you
what?
Did do a... I know, right? I'm tripping. But if you could
I sent it. Yeah,
if you could just tell us what that was about, Shannon, just to give the folks some context.
I think Zach actually can play it for us.
I got to still send it to the computer, but just brief the people what it's about.
Okay. So basically, this police officer was dating a woman and she searched. There's a website where you can search if you have been flocked, if somebody has run your tags, right? She searched it and was shocked to find out somebody ran her tags over 50 times.
Sheesh.
And then come to find out this same officer that she was, I believe they were talking, they were dating. There was some type of relationship that was forming there. Same officer ran her ex-boyfriend's tags like 100 times. Over 100 times, actually. So, yeah, that's concerning because not only can they like find out your like where you just live, they can figure out your whereabouts. Like when they run you on Flock, there's certain like characteristics to the car that it picks up, like make, model, color, like if there's like any dents in the car, stuff like that. They can say where it's been parked for a while, or basically like, this is giving, I don't want to say a predator, but in this case, it sounds like a predator because why are you stalking my ex-boyfriend or husband or whatever? And we've seen things like that go south really quick because there's no reason for you to be trying to figure out where he's at. There's no reason for you to be figuring out where I am. And I also feel like the question rises, are there enough penalties in place? Because I feel like he only got like a ticket. Like, he obviously probably lost his job, but for something like that, I don't know.
Is it?
So, like you said, it definitely.
I think Zach has the video up. We're going to take a look at the video real quick.
Warning status. A Milwaukee police officer is facing charges over surveillance misuse. Josue Ayala has been criminally charged with attempted misconduct in a public office. Prosecutors say that he improperly used the department's license plate reader system known as Flock technology. According to a criminal complaint, Ayala allegedly conducted repeated license plate searches of two individuals. He did this while on duty between March and May of 2025. Prosecutors say he ran one person's plate 55 times and another 124 times. These searches were not tied to any law enforcement purposes, and court documents state that one of the individuals was somebody that he was dating. Ayala was placed on suspension in December of 2025 after the department says they became aware of the conduct. If convicted, he could face up to 9 months in jail and a fine of up to $10,000. Supporters of Flock Safety say it's an effective investigative tool. Critics, however, have raised privacy concerns. Flock's cameras are mounted along roadways and they capture things like license plate number, details of the car like make, model, and any distinguishing features.
The system also logs time and location of each sighting. Searchable history that could be vulnerable to misuse without strict oversight. And it sounds like misuse is exactly what happened in this case. My name is Maybe Shannon, and that's your morning status.
My name is Maybe Shannon, and that is your morning status. Back to you, Ray.
Period. I know that's right.
To you, Ray, in the lunch break studios.
I clean up nice or whatever.
Nah, so yeah, that was very detailed. Thank you for that. And our partners over at WNOV 860. Man, so what's your thoughts on that, Shannon? It's like Shannon funny is that. what's your thoughts on that though? Cause it said it sounds like misconduct. Sounds like a ticket was given, fine up to. That doesn't mean that's what he got.
Right.
He could get up to a $10,000 fine. Do there need to be more rules in place for police using this technology wrongfully? And then we also heard about another guy who was using, I don't necessarily know if it was the Flock technology, but sensitive police information that he was giving out to his homies. That was with a rival, I don't necessarily want to say gang, but, you know, people that they were into it with and giving information out and stuff like that. So, you know, what should be done to police officers or, you know, individuals that have this type of technology and misusing it? 833-212-1017. Go ahead, Shannon.
I do think there needs to be stricter laws and rules in place just because you'll continue to run into this problem. Like the case that you were talking about that sparked this conversation, him saying the police officers are literally seeing cute girls and running their plates. That's scary. That is stalker behavior. That's not even like, you know, I find this girl attractive, I'm going to try to come to this coffee shop around the same time again. You are running this person's plates with technology that can log where they are, how long they're there for. Like, that's alarming. That's not even like having an interest in somebody. Like, there's so many people in this world, and you telling me you gonna run my plates to figure out where I am and at what time? That's not normal behavior. And then I saw in the the video that he said that he wants to hire more women on the force and they'll be safe there. It don't sound safe to me. If they if these grown men are doing stuff like that and thinking it's normal, I'm afraid to see what else they think normal over there.
Put some women in their laps. Let's put them right on the force. You don't even got to look for them now. There he is.
Like, you ain't got to stalk them. Bring them to you. Like, hold on now. Like,
who needs Flock when they on the block? But no, all jokes aside, we do need to be more mindful of this type of behavior, especially with Milwaukee PD. I know we had some sort of study where they had an investigation and all these type of things that they needed to improve upon and suggestions of that manner. So now just having this type of information coming, and this wasn't that long ago, that case you were talking about, Shannon, I think that was around like May 26, if I'm not mistaken. So it's not like this was old or a while ago. Like, this is, you know, after the independent research that showed whatever improvements the department needed to do. And no, this isn't we bashing the police our episode or anything like that. But we are bashing people that take advantage of, not even bashing, right? It's just having real conversation about, exactly, holding people accountable that is supposed to be, you know, upstanding individuals getting paid off of, you know, taxpayer dollars. So why is it wrong for us to be like, hey, man, like, you kind of, not using that the way it's supposed to be used for. 100 times, bro. 100. You tracked her 100 times. But we did have
tracked her like 50, and the ex 100. So that's even more concerning.
So he was really looking for him. You really looking for him?
Like, so what are you planning? Like, that type of behavior is stuff that happens before OJ jumped out of that bush. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. That's what that type of stuff reminds me of. Because why are you?
If the evidence doesn't fit,
what are you doing with that?
You must have quit. Leave OJ out of this. Man, but no, I agree with you though. That is definitely stalker behavior. That is dangerous behavior. It is alarming behavior because we hear so much statistics about, you know, how stressful of a job that being a police officer or a firefighter is. And they say so many, let me not say so many, I don't have the exact stats. I'm gonna pull it up after this break. But they say a lot of police officers, you know, they go home and some of them are abusive to their parents, to their loved ones, to their loved ones. So Shannon, chill.
She said, ain't them nobody too. Safe when it comes to an abuser. They don't put hands and feet on everybody. Like,
so, sorry. You know, you hear about all of this, these stats and so forth, and then now you see of the misuse of technologies that is supposed to make their jobs easier, not paying citizens' lives more difficult. But we will continue the conversation on the lunch break with Ray, Nitty, and Shannon when we come back, man. Go get y'all a drink. Hurry back, man. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Exclusive.
Welcome back to your lunch break with Ray, Nitty, and maybe Shannon on the Truth 101.7 FM from the American Family Insurance Studios, man. I hope y'all having a good lunch, man. 833-212-1017 is the number to call. Let us know what y'all eating on today, man. Shannon, what you got
what's
on the
up,
menu?
What's up, Ray?
What you got on the menu for us today, man?
You know, Ray, life's better with American Family Insurance because when you know you're fully protected, your home, your vehicle, everything you've worked hard to build, you can actually enjoy it. And that's what it's about, not stressing the what ifs, but moving forward with confidence. American Family agents help you get the right coverage in place so you can focus on your family, your goals, and the dreams you've earned. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at mfam.com. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. That's what's on my menu, Ray. Hey. Get insurance.
Hey, get some insurance on y'all menu, man. Make sure you get some. Make that call today, man. Make that call on your lunch break and get you some insurance. All right? Get you. Shannon going an extra mile. She said, put me in, coach. I throw strikes.
Look, I know ball.
She said, American Family Insurance.
Just the fact that you said you know ball. Right. I know you don't know ball.
Ah, man.
Having too much fun. Listen, man, this hour always feel like it go too
fast. It goes so fast, man. They say time flies when you're having fun and you're eating good. But
I know that's right.
Listen. I know that's right. So
I know that's right.
There it is. We could talk about accountability and the police department. And using Flock. We could talk about that more. But I feel like it's going to be more time for that. in the year. I feel like we're gonna have some more police accountability.
Look, it's gonna be time
conversations, right? But I will say
what I will.
Go ahead, Shannon.
No, I was just gonna say what I will say though is was it the sheriff that made that PSA?
Yeah,
I think it was. I think that's a big move for him because he did say ignoring it or just like acting like the problem doesn't exist just creates a bigger problem, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure like some people probably looked at it as like, dang, you admitting like y'all got all these problems in y'all department. Don't mm-hmm. do that. You know what I'm saying? So I do think that was a big move to like point it out and be like, yo, like y'all are tripping. That's weird. Like, don't do that. So I mean, shout out to him for holding these people accountable essentially and like putting a like flashlight on what is going on and what type of misconduct is happening in the department. So
no, for sure, for sure. And it brings up the question to me, has it just gotten so bad that he had to say something about it? Like, all right, y'all is really tripping out. Now I gotta say something because what are we doing?
I also so I feel like we are at a time, right, where like this type of stuff probably has always been going on. Right, like they probably 100%. Get a 911 call and they pull up like, oh, she cute, like, bro, I just got robbed, sir, like why are you back at my house the next day, man? Like, so I feel like these things are probably problems that have happened throughout history, right? But now with accessibility of Flock and like other things, like it's probably happening easier, right? Like it's easier. And it's also one of those things where like people are getting sued now. Back in the day, people probably just like, okay, that was weird and swept it under the rug, probably called somebody and it was easier to sweep it under the rug. But stuff like this, it's not as easy anymore. So they probably facing lawsuits back to back. You know what I'm saying? Certain stuff like just 100%, becomes like 100%. More of like, I'm sick of hearing people complain. Now that y'all are really tripping. Y'all gonna cost us money. And that's when people really don't like it. They don't like when you start crossing the money. So
we already got to deal with police shootings costing us money we don't need.
Right.
Y'all just being creeps on top of that. But not all cops are bad. Not all cops are bad. So we don't want to
accusations.
That's not even
we don't want to
that's not even the message. And I just think pertaining to these specific things, I just feel like they have more access than the normal person would have. And they're just held to a higher standard, which is understandable.
Yep. We got Al on the line. Al, what's how up? You feeling?
What's up?
I'm doing what?
What's up?
I'm. What I was gonna say is you're right. All cops are not bad, but it's very disturbing when you see some just like you who want to be white Europeans. It's even worse when you see some like you who would do things to their own people, but they tread lightly when it comes to them white folks. And it's even worse when they will go on the front line and lie, but then when they going up the canoe with a river in the boat, with a hole in the boat, they found out how dark that skin was and how nappy that hair was, you know. And I understand their jobs can be very strong and even troubling. But when you go out your way to do certain things to people who look just like you, to please somebody else that a color that you will never be, how can you expect for somebody to trust you?
Understood.
That's my issue.
Understood.
Because we have seen it.
So you think I'm trying to get context. When you say you see people go out the way to, you know, make people that don't look like them feel, I just want to make sure I'm understanding you correctly, Al.
I have seen, like, when you've seen some of these black police officers do some real havoc, like punch a black man,
kick
a black woman in her face, but he won't do that to that white woman. He tread lightly on that.
Got it.
He won't shoot her down because he knows she'll sue the hell out of his black boy ass.
But
she'll tread lightly on that.
Got it.
But then they'll go out their way and stand with the whites when something is done to the black and knowing they ain't took their diabetic medicine.
with a waist of 55. And then when they get in trouble, now they sitting there looking like the dumb monkey with the banana with no banana peel.
Damn.
But then they want to cry. Oh, well, you know, I knew I shouldn't have did it. Yeah. What make you thought you could do what the white man do?
Yeah, because they definitely don't be having the complexion for the protection. So, you
North
know.
The connection.
I'll be having the bar for bar.
The what?
Bar for bar. Al is probably one of the best callers we have, man. Al, we appreciate you all the time. We appreciate your wisdom. And we appreciate you pushing back on some of the thoughts as well, because we always appreciate good banter on The Truth 101.7 FM, because we value the truth over here on The Lunch Break, on The Grapevine, on The Tap In, on The Courier. We grounded in the truth over here, man. Let's
And that's the truth.
And that's the truth.
And that's the double truth.
Let's pivot real quick. Shannon, how you feel about a quick pivot?
Let's do it. What we pivoting to?
So we're going to just tease the people real quick. Today, the city of Milwaukee was kicking around the idea of replacing We Energies. Yeah, that's right. The city of Milwaukee and its leaders are kicking around the idea of replacing We Energies. How y'all feel about We Energies? 833-212-1017. Call us, y'all. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to The Lunch Break on The Truth 101.7 FM with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon.
Don't go anywhere.
Electricity. Vibes on a frequency. Till infinity. Steady on a different beat. Life is not that deep. It's all about the energy. My mentality. Now you make it my body. Nobody go sign. And you know everything I do is nobody else concerned.
Aye, aye. Electricity. Shouts out to Zach, man. That one didn't go over our head. Welcome back to The Lunch Break on The Truth 101.7 FM. American Family Insurance Studio, located in the 3rd Street Market Hall, downtown Milwaukee. Shannon, are you feeling electric?
What's up? Electric.
You got to know it. It's electric. Boogie, woogie. Hey, Sharon was asking me, did I know how to do the electric slide?
I heard him say that yesterday. He doesn't know how to do it.
He said he didn't know how to do it. And he's from America.
He's from America. Okay, so listen, hear me out. I don't know no line dances, man. Like the electric slide. I don't
Cha-cha?
Know. Like
none.
What's that? Get in there.
Macarena.
Yeah. I don't know. The wobble, the macarena, nothing.
Nothing.
Too much coordination going
on. You don't
know
the wobble?
Man, I ain't got it in me.
Cupid shuffle. To the left. It's pretty self-explanatory, Shannon.
Just follow the instructions. I don't like following instructions. Clearly. I don't like it.
Well, you know, we know the program is tight over there at maybe Shannon's.
Yeah.
She runs a strict program. So does We Energy.
Run a strict program.
So does We Energy.
Straight up.
We might buy you lunch.
Man.
We don't got the We Energy bill for you, though. We don't got the We Energy bill for you. So, Shannon, the city of Milwaukee is kicking around the idea of replacing We Energies. Quick brief. Milwaukee leaders held a hearing Wednesday, which is today, to discuss the concept of public power. Alderman Bauman, that name again, and Brower are supporting a proposal to replace We Energies with a city-run model. Prior to the review board hearing on June 24th, a public demonstration will be held outside of City Hall. So, key takeaways is they discussed the concept of public power. Essentially, City of Milwaukee would own our power grid and infrastructure and operate it and so forth. And there's the people supporting this proposal or proposing the proposal as well is Alderman Bob Bauman and Brower to replace We Energies with a city run model. I don't know if I want the city of Milwaukee running my energy. I don't know if I want the city running.
Look,
you can't
what,
run
what
the city.
What do they say? You hop out one frying pan to the other.
So I don't know if I want, like, I got to see y'all run the city better before you run my electricity.
No, okay.
So, and then they said also the last thing was prior to review board hearing on June 24th.
Do that first.
A public demonstration will be held. So I'm interested to see who shows up to such public hearings. June 24th, that's a couple days from now, ain't it? No, that was
June 21st.
That passed.
We missed it.
That passed. Speaking of which, well, happy birthday to my daughter, Ivy Rose. Happy birthday, baby girl.
Hey, Ivy.
I'm down to one teenager. She's 20 years old, who soon would be probably getting her own We Energies bill soon. So,
man, that's gonna be
what you think, Shannon.
Ivy,
I'm
gonna pray for you.
She ain't going nowhere. She's like, don't go anywhere. I'm staying right here, mommy.
Don't go anywhere.
Staying right here, father.
Don't do it.
But yeah, man. I would like to know people's thoughts on us replacing We Energies. I know other places has energy independence, but Wisconsin, we have. I think we just have one electric company, don't we? Is that for the whole state or up? I felt like I heard up north in Madison they have another option or something like that. But I'd like to know what people think.
Having an option wouldn't be bad. Having options is always a good thing. But completely replacing it for something we don't have much information about is scary. Like you said, we gonna need the city to be run correctly first before we put all our eggs in a basket.
Mm-hmm. So things to know is We Energies has over the last 4 years increased its rates by 25% over the last 4 years. And what they're saying is necessities like electricity and natural gas should be provided for the collective benefit of all, not for the profit of shareholders. Chapter 197 of the Wisconsin State Statute allows cities like Milwaukee to replace their investor-owned utility with a municipally owned one, said Alderman Brower. So I saw some of the video on there, and he was talking about, you know, it would be like the workers, the We Energy workers that would be a part of that union or was a part of the We Energy union. They would then form another co-op to run this city-owned municipality, I guess. And I would love to hear more. Maybe we could get one of them, Zach Bauman, in here would be an interesting. That would be very interesting. You think he'd answer the questions if I was like, "Man, was that you, bro? Did you take my stuff?"
He gonna be like, "What did he tell our friend Michael?
Huh?
Look, protest away, rally away,
rally away." But
he ain't care.
Yeah, man, energy independence. And I know why, if I'm not mistaken, We Energies also has, don't they have like the contract or the rights to the solar energy as well in the state of Wisconsin? So I've got to get some more information and facts, Shannon. But what is, what's the prices of energy these days? Are people like really feeling these tolls? I know We Energy does a thing where they cut everybody off when around April, if they didn't pay their bill or something like that. They have that,
Yeah, because you can't not heat people houses. We don't have a whole bunch of icicles laying around Milwaukee. I think it's illegal. You can't do that. So yeah, they wait till April. Look, it's nice and warm. Y'all gonna be all right.
I'm interested in what a publicly ran, city-owned energy municipality looks like or entity looks like. That's going to prompt me to do some homework today. I'm going to do some research on what cities own their own power grid and how is that
how
beneficial
that
for the city. And I'd like to know how will they keep prices down on the the electrical bills on the users and the citizens here, because seemingly the city has already been raising everything else on its citizens, whether that's taxes and you know, every ballot we got a referendum to add something to your property taxes or raise some wheel taxes or something. So what does that look like from a We Energy standpoint?
That would be interesting to look into. I think even like finding these cities and maybe talking to some people that live in these cities and that can give us like a before and after or like what they see the change is, right? Well, I mean, we definitely got to do some groundwork.
So that's my homework for today, Shannon. Once I get off lunch, okay. I'm going to go do some research.
Well, let me know some.
Yeah, and then we'll talk.
I'm actually really curious about this.
Maybe we'll talk about this on the evening bite, you know. But man, we had a good time today. It was a pretty smooth show, real nice flow, man. Shannon, tell the people where they can find us again before we sign off and pass it to Manana9 on the grapevine.
Make sure you guys follow us on Facebook on The Lunch Break. Make sure you follow Ray Nitty at Ray Nitty, RayNitti, on all platforms. And follow me, Shannon, at Maybe Shannon, MaybeShannon _ on all platforms, y'all. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place.
Don't go anywhere. The Grapevine is up next with Manana9. Hey, catch us on our YouTube tonight, too, man. Bow!
Facts.